He's just genuinely looking up like, oh, did I do well? Like, was that a good interview? And the Fox News host is like, That was supposed to be disastrous for you, not disastrous for us. Lord have mercy. A bunch of peaceful demonstrations have sparked across the United States after the tragic murder of 37-year-old mother Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Fox News sent an on-the-ground reporter to Minneapolis last night to cover these on-the-ground protests. And in the process of searching for, quote-unquote, own the libs, gotcha moment, he stumbles across somebody who is so clear and articulate, and importantly, passionate about what he believes in. He's so passionate that it ends up bleeding through and honestly kind of cooking the Fox News host, who clearly was hoping for a crazy radical liberal. But these are just concerned everyday Americans. Do not let Trump or Fox News or MAGA trolls online paint these demonstrations as paid agitators looking to rile things up. These are Americans who are genuinely concerned and who could have predicted, any rational American could have predicted, that ICE's recklessness would end in the murder of a U.S. citizen. We had already seen immigrants die. We had already seen people get raped, 79-year-olds getting their ribs cracked. We have seen ICE overstepping time and time again. Anybody could have predicted this, and now people are mad. Let me play for you this clip, but just to lay the groundwork, we do have more than 1,000 events planned in the United States after ICE shootings in Minneapolis and Portland. I genuinely saw clip after clip after clip last night of peaceful demonstrations that had sparked in Seattle, which was from a day or two ago, then in Dallas, then in New York City. Right-wingers are trying to take clips from a few years ago in Minneapolis and say that's today. That is disinformation. There may be one or two agitators that are oftentimes in groups trying to take advantage of this. Do not let that distract from the fact that there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that have been marching across the country, pissed off, but they've been marching peacefully. They have been demonstrating in a passionate manner, and we are going to highlight those people tonight. To continue to lay the groundwork, Aaron Rupar says, "We evacuated our kids out of Minneapolis this weekend, and my spouse reports that as she drove them out of town, she saw, quote, multiple freeway exits where people are being pulled over. It feels like the Twin Cities are being subjugated by a hostile, occupying force." It's a scary thought, but that is exactly what I'm seeing play out. It's police officers who are angry, oftentimes screaming, using disproportionate force. And Aaron Rupar is actually very, very helpful for the show and for the online information environment. He is always highlighting clips and making sure that we are seeing what's going on Fox News, on CNN, making sure that we have access to this online. Aaron Rupar then said a few days ago, "My post may be a bit more sporadic for me today as my kids are home from school because my city is being brutalized by the federal government to the extent that it's unsafe for schools to open." This actually happened. Minneapolis schools canceled classes, not due to protesters, but after Border Patrol clashes disrupt dismissal at Roosevelt High School. I covered this in another video. I want to continue to move on. This clip honestly made my day. While Status Quo was covering this protest on the ground in Minneapolis, he interviewed somebody who seems like a really great guy. Check this out.
"It's so important that independent media like you guys are out here doing what you're doing. Thank you all. Thank you, Midas Touch. Thank all you guys, Adam Mockler, all the people on the left. And, you know, I won't say just the left. The places that across the alley, people are speaking the truth right now. It is absolutely, and sharing the truth, it's what's needed. And again, I'll say it again, we all need to take a breath together and try to figure out a way that we can turn down this hate and come together. The one thing that we all know that we are is human. We're all human."
Honestly made my day. Honestly gave me a lot of energy this morning because he's right. He's right that this transcends even people on the left or right. I've seen either apolitical people I'm following or even center-right people I'm following. Obviously, there's always going to be the Trump bootlickers who defend everything he does, but I've seen a lot of rational Americans who oftentimes aren't speaking out, making posts or out there demonstrating. You see it time and time again. Crowds gathered in Philly last night against Donald Trump. A pretty large crowd. ICE is unsafe. The Trump administration tries to paint these protesters as paid agitators. Right-wing Twitter accounts have been spreading years-old videos or cherry-picking like one or two videos of some teenagers who are like flipping off the camera and they're saying, "Look at all these crazy people." I see signs that say ICE is unsafe. That is just objectively true political messaging. The people who are holding it, this looks like an older woman who is very sweet. And then this on the right looks like a normal just mom. These aren't any sort of riders with masks up. The people with masks up are the officers, the ICE officers that are unsafe. Like, look at this. This is a prime example. Minneapolis, a Border Patrol agent warns two white women in separate SUVs to not make a bad decision. He said, don't make a bad decision today. The reason why it's important that they're white women is just, it's like a perfect recreation of what happened to Renee Nicole Good. This ICE officer is coming up and trying to leverage that fear against them, trying to say, don't make a bad decision. Watch.
If I continually see you following us, interfering with us, honking your horn, blocking our cars, you have a very high probability of making a really bad decision and being arrested today, okay?
I'm not making the right decision.
Oh, then why are you giving her a warning?
I'm giving her a warning to not interfere with what we're doing, to not make a bad decision today and ruin your life.
Whoa, bad okay, decisions.
Thank
That's
you.
That's funny coming from you.
Okay, alrighty. Thank you. Have a good day.
I hope you have a terrible day.
Okay, thank you.
Continuing, ICE gets wiped out by ICE in Minnesota. This is a real clip. This is a very real clip, by the way. I'm surprised they didn't start just shooting at the ground recklessly. Then things began to escalate in Minneapolis, Minnesota tonight. Heavy police and state trooper presence in Minneapolis broke out as the noise protest continued. The noise protest was outside of a hotel, outside of the Canopy by Hilton, where ICE agents are reportedly staying. It is a peaceful way to protest, and the city starts to escalate. The Trump administration begins to escalate. I think it's a totally valid form of protest. Now, right-wingers are sharing videos of people breaking the windows and crawling through. I don't think that is productive, but I think this form of protest right here very much so is. Let me loop back around and show you this Fox News interaction. So while this peaceful noise protest is going on, it's important to point out Sean Hannity is feeding him questions through his ear throughout this.
Let me ask you, have you spoken to any people or can you speak to anybody that's marching right now and ask them what it is that they're marching about?
Yeah. Excuse me. Can you tell us, what are you here marching for?
Yeah. He was hoping to have a sort of Occupy Wall Street moment, I think. Back during the Occupy Wall Street movement, there were viral Fox News clips and right-wing clips of them interviewing protesters who had kind of non-coherent answers. Like, each protester would notoriously have a different answer for why they were protesting. And they were trying to hope that this guy wouldn't have any sort of answer, but his passion just bleeds through.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, my ears are ringing a lot, so I don't know if I'll hear perfectly, but... I'm just here because I think it's absolutely disgusting what ICE is doing here. I think it's absolutely abhorrent that they're kidnapping people. I'm disgusted that they murdered an innocent human being.
Yeah.
And yeah, the entire thing just absolutely abhors me. This has to stop immediately. What we're seeing right now is frankly an ethnic cleansing. It's disgusting.
Hey, Garrett.
And it needs to stop. And I'm glad that there's so many people out here trying to stop this because it's just abhorrent. We
Garrett,
need to stick together to stop this.
Does he have a concern that the woman was driving her car at an officer? Does it concern this individual?
When you saw this video that is out, did you have any concern that it looked like this woman may have been driving her vehicle at the officer?
That's not what it looked like to me at all. And I mean, like, even if you did assume that was the case, which it absolutely is not, we are supposed to train officers to be responsible in these situations and judge the situation objectively, look at it reasonably. Like, there just absolutely is no justification for this. But again, looking at the video from both angles, I know that there was another clip that came out earlier today from, like, a different angle. You can very clearly tell that she is evacuating the scene.
Yes.
There is, like, absolutely no evidence of
yes.
any, like, attempt to drive the vehicle into the officers.
Garrett, last question. What should we do with people that don't obey our laws and come into the country illegally?
What do you think we should do with people that have come into the country illegally who are here, is the question.
I think they have the right to be here, frankly. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I think they have the right to be here. I think that's just a basic human right is freedom of movement. We recognize that in the United Nations Charter. That, in my opinion, is just a fundamental human right that all nations ought to recognize. And I'm glad that some people are standing up for that basic human right.
I also want to point out that during this interview, there are some really good signs passing through the background on primetime Fox News. This one says, "Where were your papers in 1942?" Essentially showing how 1942, they asked for papers the same way they're doing that now. This one says, "Elect a rapist, expect to get fucked." Live on Fox News at 8:39 p.m. CT, when many, many Americans are watching, you get to hear the message. ICE out of Minnesota, I'm assuming that one says. It's a bit blurry, but there's a lot of great signs back there. I'm going to leave it there. I hope you guys appreciate these videos. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.